Praise the Lord. So we are continuing with our series, Faith to Live By. Praise the Lord. And a few Wednesdays, Pastor Monica started on this series. Praise the Lord. And she was doing a subtitle, The Spirit of Faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And she labored very well to explain to us. Hallelujah. Now, every time you come to church, amen, don't just leave, you know, with just, you know, the mindset of the word was powerful. Amen. You have to live with a mandate. Amen. What am I supposed to do with what I have heard? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And receive this word for you, first of all, before you share it with what? With other people. Amen. So, today, I'm going to be handling how to use your faith. How to use your faith. Praise the Lord. We already saw that a believer has no faith problem. Praise the Lord. A believer has no faith problem because he is a believer. A believer has no faith problem. Amen. He is a creature of faith. When you are called a believer, you are called a believer because of the gospel. The gospel is what gives you faith. Hallelujah. The gospel does not demand faith. The gospel imparts faith. I've just remembered that. The gospel does not demand faith. The gospel imparts faith. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. So, we already established that a believer has no faith problem. In fact, let's just go over the scriptures, I think, which Pastor Monica mentioned, you know, earlier before. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, we, therefore, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore what? Speak. Praise the Lord. Amen. We. Now, Apostle Paul is the one writing. You know? Apostle Paul was a mighty apostle, but yet he doesn't say, I have what? The spirit of what? Oh, I have more faith than you. But he's saying, we, having the same spirit of faith. Say, we have the same spirit of faith. He's calling faith a spirit. He's calling faith what? In fact, the spirit of God is the spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. Do you have the spirit of God? The spirit of God is the spirit of faith. And we have all received the same spirit. Praise the Lord. And that spirit is the spirit of faith. So we all have the same spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Ephesians 4, 4 to 5. It says, There is one body, say one body, and one spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Praise the Lord. I want you to mark the word one faith. We have been called to one body, one Lord, one spirit, one faith, one baptism. So our faith is one. Hallelujah. Our faith is the same. Same spirit of faith. One faith. And then let's go to Titus 1:4. Titus 1:4. It says, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to mark the word common faith. Praise the Lord. This faith is common among believers. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, same spirit of faith. Ephesians 4:5 calls it what? One faith. Praise the Lord. Titus, common faith. Let's end with one. 2 Peter 1:1. 2 Peter 1:1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained. You mark those words. To them that have what? Obtained. What have they obtained? Like precious faith with us. Peter is saying, you have obtained like precious faith with what? With us. You know? Through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Say, we have the same faith. Say, I have no faith problem. Romans 1:16-17, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by what? Was saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And then in 17 says, for therein, where? In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The gospel reveals the righteousness of God, which is by faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, when people read that scripture that the just shall live by faith, you know, what comes in people's minds is how to use your what? Your faith. Praise the Lord. Like someone says, I am living by faith. Meaning, maybe I am using my, but that scripture does not talk about what? It's not talking about that. In fact, give it to me in the Good News. Actually, I read it in the Good News and it was very powerful. First, give me the NLT as you're looking for Good News. You have Good News? Give me NLT. It says, let me read it, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First, for the Jew, then for the Gentiles. For in the gospel, the righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last. The righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Hallelujah. Then, the last one. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Give me 17. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His. This is accomplished from start to finish by, as the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Now that is accurate. That is what? It is through faith that a righteous, stay on 17, thank you. In fact, the NLT has. It is through faith that a righteous person has life. Praise the Lord. Remember, you were dead. When you believed the gospel, you were made what? Alive. Praise the Lord. Say, I am alive. That scripture talks about your existence. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say, I am alive by faith. Hallelujah. Faith in the gospel. Amen. So, a believer has no faith problem. A believer has faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think we have labored so much on that. You have faith. Praise the Lord. Now, having established that a believer has faith, you know, now we are going to see what next, now that I have faith. Hallelujah. What next, now that I have faith? Now, let's go to Romans chapter 3. Verse 27. It says, where is boasting then? Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Praise the Lord. So this scripture shows us what? Something. Amen. It is talking about the law of what? Of faith. Now, you might have all the faith in the world. Praise the Lord. In fact, the faith you have is the faith of God. Amen. But it doesn't matter how much faith you have if you do not use it. You know? That faith will not what? Will not help you if you don't put it to work. Praise the Lord. And you know, as believers, many times there are phrases we have, or what we have, we keep saying, you know, God is in control. Whatever happens, God is in what? In control. Or in everything, you know, God has a purpose to it. You know, you fall down and you say, God has a purpose in my falling. Everything you see, we see God is what? God is purpose, even where God is not. Hallelujah. You know, many times we look for a theology that suits what? Us. You know? You are sick and you say, God has a purpose why I am sick. There are things we have called God's purpose, and yet it is the devil's purpose and your purpose. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you say, God is in what? He's in control. Yet you are the one supposed to be in control. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, does God want people to be saved? Are all people saved? In fact, the Bible says, this is good and it pleases God. He desires all men to be saved and to come to the saving and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, God's desire is for all to be saved. But are all saved? No. Praise the Lord. And one of the gifts God has given you and me is the gift of what? Choice. Free choice. What God will do, maybe He will persuade you. God will persuade you. But at the end of the day, it is you to make a choice. Hallelujah. Have you ever talked to someone and you persuade them and they still make up what? No mugamba, togenda, chiri wechiti ne wechiti. Nchitegede na ye mpuja njagala kola chino. Has it ever happened to you? Someone even sees you and say, I see what you're talking about. You are right. Na ye njagala chino. Then you give up. Hallelujah. There's someone we were talking to with my wife, and I said, don't you die. And this person says, yeah, I have to. I know what you're saying, but I have what? And then they went there, so they are suffering. I told her, let them what? Suffer. That suffering is set of what? So that is how we are with God. He will what? Persuade you. He will bring people to persuade you, to talk to you. He will even talk to you through His word. But still, you will be the one to make up what? Your mind. Hallelujah. Do you know there are people who are unpersuadable? Like the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. In fact, they did not need faith to get out of the what? Egypt. God took them out of Egypt with a strong hand. But He needed their faith for Him to take them to the promised land. He loved them. He called them His what? Firstborn. Israel is my son. Even my firstborn. He delivered them from Egypt with a mighty hand. And He was taking them to the promised land. Yet He needed their faith for Him to take them to the what? To the promised land. In fact, they were unpersuadable. Let me tell you. You can see a real miracle right now. A miracle right now, you can see it. But the next day, you can be in unbelief and you also wonder. You can see a miracle right now. God wrote special miracles by the hands of Paul. Moses. In fact, the miracles Moses did, Jesus never did. Did many miracles. Fed millions of people for 40 what? Years. And yet these people were stiff-necked. Miracles are not the ones which makes you steadfast. It is the word of God. By the way, it is the word of God that makes you what? Steadfast. Immovable.
Haven't you seen miracles?
But why are you, when something even lighter than probably something God which delivered you, which was bigger, comes, why do you shake it? Hallelujah. So it is very possible you can see a miracle now. Manna coming. And the next day. Your talk is different from what happened shortly before. So be aware. Forget not. David says, bless the Lord of my soul and forget not all his what? His benefits. Hallelujah. So God, however much loved them, yet he needed their what? Their faith for him to take them into the what? The promised land. And in fact, many, that generation did not what? Make it. Only two people, Caleb and what? And Joshua, who believed what God what? Said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to be like that. I am persuaded of good things to come. So I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, sometimes you don't see a purpose of God in useless things. Maybe God has a purpose. Ah. You know, one time I was listening to recently Andrew McCandy said, there's a preacher who told him that God is going to strike you and you're going to become like a vegetable for 8 years, you know, but you will stay positive and God will receive what? The glory, and people will see your positivity and then they will come to Christ, you know, because you're positive. And he believed it, because by that time he said he didn't know so much. So he believed it. Now, he said one time they were seated on eating, still that same preacher in the church where he used to go. And then this man says, you know, even me, God gave me this certain sickness for 8 years, you know, and I was positive and many people came to Christ, you know. And then he mentioned something, he says, God told me to fast the Bible for 8 years. To fast. Not to read the what? The Bible. When Andrew Mark said, that one I didn't know so much. But when he spoke that one, he says, I stood and I spoke to him in his what? He says, he was my pastor, but I spoke to him in my face. And I say, that is the devil at work in you. And from now onwards, you will never see me in your what? And he left with his girlfriend. By then was his girlfriend. And they what? They left. Praise the Lord. Some places need to be what? They need to be left. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nine. But by the law of what? He was talking about justification. By what? By faith. You cannot boast in what? In what you've done. But it is by the law of what? Of faith. So faith is a law. Faith is what? A law. Praise the Lord. The law is a principle which regulates people, objects, and things. Praise the Lord. Like we studied laws. I don't remember them very much. The laws of what? What does it say? And what does it say? Some of you are history, are full of history. It has a tendency of keep what? That is the law of what? Inertia. The Archimedes principle. I remember certain things. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we are talking recently with Marino's, Brother Marino's friend, and he says, Brother Marino, in physics, he was very far. In chemistry, far. He would leave us. That man would not catch up. He was accusing him of not helping a certain gentleman in school. But Brother Marino had told me before that I wanted to help that gentleman, but he would sleep every time he's teaching him. In fact, he came to a house church in lockdown. But when the preaching starts, after 5 minutes, the man has gone into slumber. No wonder he repeated some classes. So he left the spirit of Eutychus to take over him. Praise the Lord. So faith is what? A law. Praise the Lord. Faith is a law. Praise the Lord. So there is a way faith works. Hallelujah. So there is a way faith works. So if you don't put it to work the way, if you don't put it to work that way, it will not work for you. Praise the Lord. Now, learning about faith, preaching about faith, hearing about faith, talking about faith is not what makes faith work. Yeah? Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes you can cook food and you don't eat it. It's like you've cooked food and you don't what? So, hearing about faith, you know, preaching about, you know, this message is also for me. Because I need to put my faith to what? To work. Praise the Lord. Does not make faith what? In fact, I can be a very good faith preacher. And yet, faith, the evidence that faith is working is not seen in what? In me. I prepare it for others. I cook it for others. And you know, I can cook it for others and others eat it and benefit from it. But me, I never benefit from what? You know, sometimes as preachers, we can tell you. We don't tell what? Hey, there is a thin line. So, even me, I'm preaching to me. Hallelujah. So, we are going to look at how do I put my faith to work in the different areas in my life. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. Sorry. We are going to start from 22. Mark 11:22. The scripture was attributed to Brother Hagin. He used to call it Brother Hagin's scripture. Amen. It says, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, let's go back to verse 13 and verse 11 to get really the background of what Jesus was saying here. Mark 11, verse 13. It says, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. Give me 14. Let's read together. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Jesus answered the fig tree, Let no man eat of thee from henceforth. Give me verse 20. Let's read together. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou castest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Praise the Lord. So what made the fig tree to dry? Praise the Lord. It was Jesus' what? Faith. Praise the Lord. It was Jesus' faith. Amen. Now, so, because in verse 14, we see that Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Praise the Lord. He spoke to the fig tree. Now, after speaking to the fig tree and the fig tree dried, you know, and then Peter told him, Master, the fig tree which you cast is dried from the roots. And Jesus told him, Have faith in God. In other words, what Jesus was telling him, I did this by faith. I did this by what? Okay, the right rendering should be, have the faith of God. Now, this scripture does not define faith. This scripture talks about how faith works. So, Jesus tells them that it is by faith. Have the faith of God. Hallelujah. Actually, let's look at the similar scripture in Matthew 21, verse 21. It says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be, if you have faith. Praise the Lord. It's like I tell you, if you go to Ntinda, you will find free in supermarket. You know, it will apply only if you go to what? Hallelujah. So this scripture is talking about how faith what works. But I want you to observe something. Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you say unto this mountain, Be removed, be cast into the sea. Praise the Lord. So, in verse 14 of Mark 11, 14, Jesus spoke to the tree, you know. And in verse 23, he brought in an element of what? The mountain. a mountain being cast into the what? Into the sea. Now, if you come to Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, you know, Matthew, what Jesus is trying to say that, you know, you will not only be able to do this, but you will also do greater things than the things I have what? I've done. I've just done to the fig tree. You will not, that's why in Matthew he's saying, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall what? Say. So Jesus is talking about the possibilities of faith. Praise the Lord. The possibilities of faith. Jesus is telling them that faith will do tougher things than I have done. That is to move mountains. Praise the Lord. You will not just speak to the fig tree, but you will also what? Move mountains. Praise the Lord. Faith moves mountain. Hallelujah. So what did Jesus do to the fig tree? He spoke to the fig tree. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is enough power in you to not only speak to the what? To the fig tree. But also to do what? To uproot mountain. To speak to the mountains. Hallelujah. The possibilities of faith are enormous. Amen. Hallelujah. So, in these scriptures, the issue is not the problem. The issue is your faith. Are we together? The issue is not. Now, in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark 11, 23. Let's read it together. Verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now, I want us to stick on that word. Who? You know, Jesus did not tell them that I am the only one who can say to the mountain. Because they had just told him, hey, master, you are surprised. The fig tree which you cast is withered from there. And Jesus says, whosoever, who is that whosoever? Whosoever has the faith of God. The whosoever is also in what? In context. Whosoever, because it says previously they had just said, have faith in God. And then it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever is the whosoever has the faith of God. Do you have the faith of God? Do you have the faith of God? You are the whosoever. Praise the Lord. You are the what? The whosoever. Now, it says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now, I want also to mark this. This, you have to be specific. It talks about specificity. The word was. You have to be what? So it says, whosoever has the faith of God shall say to this, not talk about the what? It's just saying, whosoever shall talk about the mountain, whosoever shall complain about the mountain, whosoever shall murmur about the mountain, because that's what, by the way, even me sometimes I find myself there. You are complaining about the mountain. You are talking about.
the mountain. You're not talking about the mountain and talking to the mountain are different what? Things. Hallelujah. You talk to the mountain. Praise the Lord.
Mountains signify obstacles, problems, challenges.
Amen.
A friend of mine used to call beautiful girls mountains. That girl is a mountain. So one time we were on missions and he got someone and he said, I have a mountain. And someone told him, that is a valley. And he wanted to fight. Hallelujah. That is what? A valley. Then I said, no, techiwomera matama avili. One man is meat, is another man is what? To me, my mountain might be your valley. Hallelujah. Yeah, my mountain might be your what? Your valley. The reverse is true.
Praise the Lord.
So mountains are what?
Obstacles. Challenges. Praise the Lord.
So, faith does not just receive salvation. You know, some people, when we talk about faith, some people, that is where we camp, salvation. As long as I am born again. In fact, even some denomination, they don't believe in the gifts of what? The Holy Spirit. They say those gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are what? Stopped with what? The apostles. Hallelujah. Is Jesus dead? He's alive. The one who worked in the apostles is the same one who is still working in what? In us. Praise the Lord. The Great Commission says, these signs shall follow them that believe. The Bible did not say, these signs will follow them that believe, or will follow only the apostles. It says, they shall follow everyone who believes. Praise the Lord. So faith is not only for salvation. Hallelujah. Faith can turn situations around. And that faith is what? In you. In fact, the power of God is in you. Is at work in you. And in Ephesians, he calls it the exceeding greatness. Give me Ephesians. Ephesians 1:19. Say, the power of God is in me. The power that raised Christ from the dead is in me. And he says, and what is the exceeding greatness? Now, let me just only tackle that word in the Greek. You know that verse? That is the greatest description of the power of God, that verse. Now, that word exceeding, you know, greatness, is the Greek word hyperbalo. Tell your neighbor, hyperbalo. Hyperbalo means to throw beyond target. It means what? Let me explain it. It is like you get an AK-47 to kill a fly. Yeah? Or to get the intercontinental ballistic missile to put this building down. You know, intercontinental ballistic missile is intercontinental. It can come from Russia up to here. IBM. I love that word. Intercontinental ballistic missile. So that is the word hyperbalo. Power beyond measure. Praise the Lord. And that power is where? And to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And he sat him at his own right hand, far above all what?
principalities and powers and dominions, and above every other name, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his what? And he gave it to the what? To the church. Hallelujah. It is for the what? For the church. Amen. But you know, that power is resident where? In you. Praise the Lord. But you need to turn, let me use also physics. What? Potential into what? Kinetic energy.
Nange skayoko, zatu nujabutu nulizimbao. I entered the class. Hallelujah.
Until you turn it on, there is a generator in you. Say, there is a generator in me. But until you turn that power into working power,
you can die with your what? Your generator. Full of what?
Power. In fact, that is what is happening to many believers. The power is on the inside of them, but how to turn it on to work for them? How to use your faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to Mark 11:23. So we have observed those words, this mountain, whosoever, you know. Now there's something I also want to talk about there in Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his what? Shall not doubt in his heart. Why doubt in your heart? Because the answer might not come immediately. It might not come what? You know, when, for example, you pray for someone, you know, immediately they begin to check what? And if they still feel the pain, they will conclude that what? Yeah. So, what? If the answer doesn't come, what? Okay, when Jesus cast the fig tree, when did it dry? It is in the morning. This one is saying in the morning. The other one is saying? Yeah. When Jesus cast the fig tree, it dried. But physically, physically, it was alive. But it dried the moment what? In the morning, that was the physical what? Of what he had what? For them, they were shocked. Hey, master, the fig tree which you cast. And then Jesus gives them how to use their faith. So immediately they spoke to it. It dried. Hallelujah. But the manifestation happened when? In the morning. Now, many times as believers, we have believed God for something. And we have not yet seen what? The manifestation. That is when doubt what? And we begin to what? Now, when doubt comes, in most cases in your heart, even the way you talk will what? You can abort your what? Your answer. Hallelujah. You can abort your what? Say, And let me tell you, sometimes when you believe, you attempt to believe God for something. Yeah? The moment you set yourself to believe, the next day, the situation will what?
will escalate.
Hey.
The situation might become what?
Worse.
You know, those are the tricks of what? Of the enemy. Jesus tells Jairus, I am coming to heal your what? Your daughter. And then the woman with the issue of blood interrupts him. Jesus reaches when the child is what? And they tell Jairus, do not trouble what? The master. Your daughter is what? Is dead. But remember, Jesus is going to what? Jesus told them, do not be what? Afraid. Only. Jesus did not change his what? In spite of the situation. He did not change his confession. He still was going to what? To heal Jairus' daughter. Hallelujah. And let me say this. Many times, it is because we are not consistent with our faith. That is why certain things, we stop them in the way. Notani kugamba. Maybe not tebikola, chi? Tebikola. Daba wiki weze namba. Bino tebikola, chi? Tebikola. Now, the devil puts words in you, his words. And then you begin to undo what you previously what? That is why, in this verse, Jesus talks about saying how many times? Let's say, whosoever shall say, that is what, unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he, saying is how many times? You keep what? The believing is once. In fact, the believing is passive. The believing is what? The saying is the one which is active. Hallelujah. So, faith works in the heart and in your mouth. How does faith work? In your heart and in your mouth. Hallelujah. So, the principle of faith from the lips of Jesus, you know, is in your heart and in your mouth. And I think that's what also Apostle Paul said in the scripture we read. Having the same spirit. Give me 2 Corinthians 4:13. Let's see it again. 2 Corinthians. We. Yeah. You are included. We. Having, possessing the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Faith works in two places. Faith works in your heart and on your mouth. I believe, and therefore I speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Praise the Lord. He did what? Jesus. In fact, in Mark 11:14, the Bible says, he answered. Some versions say, Jesus in response. Which means the fig tree spoke to Jesus. Yeah. Of course, not literally.
The fig tree did not open its mouth and say, Jesus, you will not eat of me. Amen. Has malaria ever spoken to you? How does it speak to you? You feel it. Yeah? Hey, you can, in fact, you can feel it so much. That is how it speaks to what? You may not get out of that bed. It is speaking to what? To you. Praise the Lord. Circumstances can speak to you. There are things which don't need to open their mouth, but they are speaking to what? And they can be very loud. They are not audible, but they are very what? Loud. In that they can get into your what? Your head and disturb you. Amen. But where the difference will come is what you believe and what you say. Praise the Lord. What you believe and what you say. You ask yourself, today, what have you been saying? Or the last 2 weeks, what have you been saying? Oh, there is a situation. What have you been saying about that situation? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we say and we want to help God. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus answered. The fig tree spoke and Jesus what? Amen. You know, when Goliath spoke, you know, Goliath, do you know Goliath? He had defeated Israel for 40 days without throwing any what? Any weapon. Eh? Without any gun. Give me a man. 40 days. The man is using his what? His words to defy what? Israel. And they go and they hide. Without him doing what? Anything. So, when David came on the sea, before David faced Goliath, David used his what? His words. His face and his. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Gufirusitu chiguno gutali gukomore ogunyomo dejeri amokama. Praise the Lord. And say, I will go. I will face this man. Praise the Lord. And when the Philistine saw David, like the way he has been doing, he cast him by his gods and told him, am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks and stones? And says, you boy, this day I'm going to beat you. I'm going to kill you and I'm going to give your body to the what? The birds of the air and the beasts of the field. And then David says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You come against me with a spear and the javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of Israel, whose armies you have what? Defiled. And then he told him, this day. You see, this what? Not tomorrow, this day. You know? I am going to kill you. Specific words. I am going to what? To kill you. I'm going to cut off your head. And Bible says, but there was no what? Sword in David's what? Hands. Yet he said, I'm going to what? To, even the killing was very specific. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut off what? Your head. And all the nations will know that there's a God in what? And David ran towards the what? The Philistine. With a stone and a sling. And he hit him on his forehead. And he ran. And he took that very what? Sword. And cut off his what? So his words made the sword available. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith works in your heart and in your mouth. Now, many believers have faith in their hearts. Yeah? But it is not on their what? Faith needs a voice. Faith needs what? A voice. You need to give it what? A voice. Hallelujah. Just imagine, you are so much in love with a girl. I love using that word. You are full of love. When she passes, your heart does chwa. Hallelujah. You carry love. Kabanange. Mukama namala mumpa. Until you give your love a voice. Someone else might take over. And then say, nange nari nkwagala. Hallelujah. We having the same spirit of faith, we believe and we do what? We speak. Because you're full of love. We want people to get born again. How shall they believe unless they hear? How shall they hear without what? A preacher. Even for people to be saved. Let me tell you, the power of God can be available in the room. But if you don't preach salvation, people will not get saved. Yeah? How does faith come? Faith comes by what? Hearing. Praise the Lord. You can be praying for people to be saved, but until you open your mouth and speak to them, the power of God can be there. Your words give direction to the power of God. Hallelujah. If you shall say to this mountain, amen. I gave you the example of David. David said specific words. I am going to kill you. I am going to cut off your what? And it happened the way he said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith needs a voice. How did you get born again? You believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth. Praise the Lord. Even faith for things, that's how it works. Bible says, do not say, who shall ascend into the heavens to bring Christ from what? From above. Or who shall descend into the abyss, that is to raise him from the dead. But what does it say? The word is where? Near you. Where? In your mouth. And where? That is the word of faith we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Praise the Lord. Faith works in two places. Jesus showed us an example. He spoke what he believed will happen. Praise the Lord. He spoke to the fig tree. In spiritual warfare, silence is consent. Silence is what? If you keep quiet, it means you have agreed. Going back to the story of Goliath, the man is speaking words and no one is speaking back. You know? Until David rose up and what? Said Nganyi. And let me tell you, if the enemy speaks once, you speak three times. Jesus already told us, you shall say. You say three what? Don't allow the enemy to be the last person to speak. Always be the last what? When Jesus was tempted, it says, it is written. It is written. He was the last person to what? And then the devil what? Left him. Until what? An opportune time. You be the last person to what? Hallelujah. Let me tell you. Begin to speak what you want to see. Begin to speak what you believe in your heart that you want to see. Hallelujah. Christianity is called the great confession. In prayer, what do you do in prayer? Words. Hallelujah. Words. Hey! There's a scripture which has knocked me. Daniel. Is it Daniel? Daniel. Daniel. I think 9:12. Hallelujah. Daniel. 9:12. Give me 13. Is it 9 or 10? Let me get it. Give me Daniel 10 and I hear. Daniel 10:12. Daniel 10:12. Daniel 10:12. What does it say? And just read it here. Amen. You use your words. He says, then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven, and I have come. Give me King James. Give me King James. Of course, it's the same thing, but I want it in the King James. Let's read together. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Jiburiru. Angel Gabriel. Care. Sorry. Because of what? How do you put angels to work? By speaking your words, and then they carry out what? Your angels are dormant. You know, I had this story one time. Brother Roberts was sick. You know? And he was there talking to God. God, why? And then somehow God opened his eyes and he saw what? An angel of God, what? And the angel told him, why don't you dispatch me? And says, in the name of Jesus, I dispatch you. Hallelujah! To effect healing in my body. Praise the Lord. The answers are where? The answers are what? Do not say, who shall ascend? That is, sometimes that's how we be believers, you know? We think they are far what? Fetched. Christ in you. The answers are too near you, in your heart, and on your lips. Jesus demonstrated. Now, many times we think Jesus, all the miracles happened instantly. Remember one time he was healing the person who was blind. You know? And then he asked him, what do you see? And says, I see men like what? And then Jesus came back on what? On it. You know? Until
his sight what? Cleared. Praise the Lord. So that one was believer. Now, one of the things I want you to do is to be consistent in saying what you believe. You know, let me tell you, the power of saying is that sometimes even when you don't believe something, but because you say it so much, you will believe it. In fact, there's a song which, as in Rakai, going for Judge Planting, my neighbor kept on playing that what? It was a bad song. But because I was hearing it, what? Over and over again. The time I would catch myself singing it. Because it is what? That is how you're going to charge the course of your life. By speaking. Praise the Lord. Faith, which is not voiced out, will not work. It will not what? However much it is in your heart, however much even the prayers which you don't say will not work. Hallelujah. That's why when we say, let's pray, hallelujah, say something to God in prayer. How come when you are gisting, you have a lot of words? You know when you are beating KB? You have a lot of words, but in prayer you say, I don't have words. And then you become a spy, a spectator. You're looking at Brother Jackson. He's like a generator, and you're wondering, hey, that brother can pray. You pray yours. Hallelujah. Speak. Are there mountains in your life? Amen. How to handle the mountain of finance? That one, I need to speak. I started speaking. Amen. In fact, these two mountains, mountain of health and finance, I want to deal with those what? Those mountains, never to appear. Hallelujah. You speak. Amen. Faith-filled what? Words. God is not going to use your faith for you. You are the one to do it. Hallelujah. You speak. Sometimes you don't even know how it is going to happen. That is not your what? Your business. But as you're speaking faith-filled words, you know, praise the Lord, God will stage manage. God will what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Imitate church. We need to begin to say what we want to see. Not what we are feeling. Not what we are going through. Not talking about the what? The mountains. Hallelujah. We are as many as the stars of heaven. We are as many as the sand of the seashore. Our church is growing. We are reaching out to the world. You know? Many more people. That is how we ought what? To be speaking. Hallelujah. We don't come every time you're announcing bad news. Me, I see many people. Praise the Lord. I am growing in my faith. I am dedicated. I am committed. Speak those words. You find yourself dedicated even when you feel you're not what? I am given to the Lord. Praise the Lord. The finances come for us to do the work of God. Every need in our church, we call it supplied according to His riches in glory. Hallelujah. You speak health upon your life. Amen. Lately, my children have been, you know when your health is touched, even your money is what? I found that at the end of whatever, I was ripped of my what? Good finances. Hey, every time you're going to hospital, I said, this mountain must die. If there is anything like a mountain, yes, it should die. Hallelujah. I spoke over my children. I'm speaking over them. You are preserved from sickness and disease. You are immune to sickness and disease. You will not catch flu. Every disease germ, every virus that causes diseases and sickness dies instantly. Whatever germ touches your body dies. Hallelujah.
You speak the way you want it to what?
I said, Dorea, you are immune to sickness and disease. Queen, you are immune to sickness. Andrea, you are immune to sickness.
Even me, I shall not fall sick. I am healthy. Every organ in my body functions to the perfection God created it to function. You speak that way. Money is coming. Money, I receive money in dollars. I receive money in pounds. Dollars. Pounds. I need to touch dollars. I don't want a mafaranga. I want dollars. Hallelujah. And by the way, actually, I have never touched a dollar which is less than 100. Every dollar I have gotten, 100 notes. Only. And someone told me, Msumba is going to exchange this money last year. Na dengenda zivungi sanzi kwe na ngamba Msumba kakwate ku dollar. Nengamba oyo moyo wa mukama. That cannot be the enemy. Nyamba dollar vividi. Nengamba untainza kuwa mula oroze za burungi. Hallelujah. But, someone gave me $1,000. Bwari waru kubwa chikumi kikapa pulaka semba yu. I'm going to touch dollars and in 100 notes only. Amen. My children are intelligent. You speak what you want to say. And I am well placed. The favor of God is at work in me. Circumstances respond favorably unto me. Wherever I am go, I am liked. I am liked. People, when people see me, they like me. They favor me. Hallelujah. My children will not be a headache to me. They bring joy to me. Hallelujah. You speak what you are. Now, you have prayed so much the spirit of wisdom and revelation. But now I forbid. Kano sings. Hallelujah. What? Kano what?
You know, also when Kano things are not there, they can make you sad. Is that this? When money for the hair is not there. In fact, I told someone, why didn't you come for the hair? He says, you know, my hair was looking bad. Now, that one I have no need when I have gotten married. They are looking bad. Money for the hair ought to be what?
Brother Nathan, it ought to be what?
Hair. Hair can become a problem in your house. I call that need for the hair supplied.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This faith is in you. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want us to begin to speak faith-filled words. Praise the Lord. Faith-filled words. Let's speak grace. The Bible says, let your words be full of what? Grace to those who hear you. Be encouraging. Praise the Lord. Be uplifting. When you find a brother, you are uplifting them. You are encouraging them. You're telling them things are going to be what? Okay. You know, when I used to work with the rehabilitation, the parents would ask me, how is my son? Do you think they will be okay? I said, they are going to be what? Okay. Hallelujah. Sometimes we reach the way and they are not okay. But I said, Nyambi, I believe they are going to be what? Okay. Hallelujah. Let's stand up on our feet. Now, I want you to say, amen. This is how you put your faith to what? To work. If I don't see you saying, I'm going to call you and come and hold the mic and you say, and we hear. In fact, you say the things which are going to disturb your neighbor. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for the faith you have received. Thank Him for the faith you have received. Oh, when you believe the gospel, you received faith. You received faith. You received faith. Unfeigned faith. Unfeigned faith. You receive the faith of Jesus Christ. You receive the faith of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of faith. Now I want you to raise up your voice and you begin to say what you want to see. Say what you want to see.